Okay, so we sent out the Nus of Seichin. Some of you have it. Some of you have the PDFs. The new one I see. So we're going to do Vigarat to the Bincha, which is Hakdama Ches. I don't know what it is in the old one. But the topic is Vigarat to the Bincha. Okay. So I haven't got to too many Pesach Starm. Like most people haven't. Although when you go to Pesach programs, if you're sitting in the big room, you know, you get to see a lot. And everybody has their own signon of how they do the Seder. And although matzah has its place, amara has its place, kairich, abakoyseis, v'chulei, there is one mitzvah, there's one ride which takes us from the beginning to the end, and that's Vigarat to the Bincha. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything which we do at the night of the Seder is a reflection of Vigarat to the Bincha. Of course, there are moments where that's highlighted, but it's a night of, as the Torah says, Vigarat to the Bincha b'yemahu. And I guess the question is, what's the tzur of the mitzvah of Vigarat to the Bincha? Can we say that there's mamash a right way to do it? I don't know. Say that. But in Pnimius, there is a certain inyan which comes up, and it's not going to be what we're going to find in the actual script, black and white, although we're going to use it as a springboard to develop in Mitzvah Hashem. But like in everything, there's the Nigla way, there's the Pnimius way, and let's see where we fit in to that, and what we could do this year to perhaps make it more meaningful in a meaningful way. So he says, Echad mimitzvah halayla hu mitzvah sifu yitzias mitzrayim. Shekol av yisaper lebanav nisei Hashem yisparach sh'asay manav ho'etzionav mitzrayim. To speak about to one's children, by yitzias mitzrayim, the nisim, as it says, v'higarat alabimcha b'yamahu le'imar, and through the sipur will come to the tachlis of that which the pasuk says, v'yedatem k'ini Hashem. We have to ask ourselves what that means. Let's continue. We're not going to stop here. Let's finish the idea, and we'll come back. Now, the word that the Torah uses, v'higarta, v'hinei isa v'zayar ha-kadosh, hagada, the Zayar says, remiza d'chachmisa, the sod of chachma. Because the Torah has many lashonos when it comes to communication, to speech, and if the Torah uses the word hagada, it means something. So the Zayar picks up on that. Remiza de chachmasa, the secret of chachma, the sphere of chachma. Hainu shekol makum sheniska betayra tevas hagada, vayaged, hagida, v'chadayme. So he gets straight to explaining what this is. Hakavana shapa'ula o ha'inin ha'nemar nimshach mi makum elyon b'yoyse. Hagada means not a communication which is taking with equals on the same level, rather, one from above to below. That what is being communicated is coming from a very high place. Like we find in Pasuk by Tzias Mitzrayim itself, which is why it's a very valuable makar. Mishchu ukechu lachem tzayim. So the Torah here is referring to taking the Korban Pesach. And like many things, we turn to the Targum to help us and explain what things mean. Mishchu ukhu lachem v'tirgim unkolus negidu. V'akavana shayidei hasipur mamshichin ezor elyon lamata. Sipur means to bring something from above to below. V'hu da'idei sheyarech l'sapir l'tar senisim agdonim shasa Hashem yimanu v'itzias Mitzrayim, expounding upon the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nimshach, Or, Ha'emuna, V'sheirish, Hanisim, Sheshar, Shemisvirach, Chachma. We're bringing down a great light of Emuna from a very high sphere, the sphere of Chachma. Ela Adam Hanisav, Oilam Hazesh, Sphere of Malchus, to the sphere of Malchus. V'emezehu kol tachas avayde sena Oilam Hazeh, the whole avayde in this world, connected to this, liyachid alakasha kol es sfiras al yonas biyachad, to connect all spheres as one, Lahamshech Eirim Lamata from Sfiras Chachma to Sfiras Malchus. Chachma being the highest Sfira, if we don't count Keser, all the way down to Malchus. Let's continue and then we'll develop. Why does the mitzvah fall dafka on the Av? Because we know the klal in Pnimis HaTorah, ki sfiras chachmas nikra Abba. That there are different parts, Sufim, and the parts of chachma is called Abba. That we know that the spheres, the partsufim, comprise a family, a nice Jewish family, a father, a mother, a son, and a daughter, which is the Ikra Mitzvah Puravu, which corresponds to the Yud, the Hey, then the Vav, and the Hey, which is Chachma, Bina, Tiferes, and Malchus. So here, Abba means Chachma. So therefore, Vihigadat Levincha, it's appropriate. Vihigadat is Raza de Chachmasa. It's the Inyan of Abba. After all, he's doing the Haggadah to his son. Av, Bechachma, like the Sefer Yetzirah says. He brings emuna to his children. All the way down to the Malchus. And through this sipur, a great yichud is taking place of what's called Chachma and Malchus. Okay, let's hold it here for a moment, and we'll get to the next thing. The fact that vihigadata means a hamshacha milamala lamata is obvious from the tzur of the mitzvah. Because if the Torah says vihigadata lebincha, that the father teaches his son, so father to son is from high to low. Now, of course, the Gemara says that the lav dafka, the mitzvah doesn't have to be done through a father to a son. Right? We're doing in the daf, we're in holding an Avei Pesachim, we're embarking upon these sugyas quite soon. So the Gemara says that two equals have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even if a person is by himself, he has to be mekayim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Torah says, v'gadat alevincha. That means that the ikar tzur of the mitzvah is milamala lamata. Not that the child should teach the father. Even if the child knows a lot, he's not the one teaching the father. Because the tzur of the mitzvah is reflected by what's taking place in the spiritual realm. That if there is a hamshacha, which hamshacha means milamala lamata unegidu, to be mishchu, to bring down, so that means that the tzur is azoy. And of course, it doesn't have to mean father to son, but that's the tzur of the mitzvah. Now the reason why that is because in order to understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about, the mitzvahs are supposed to teach us everything about the central theme of the Yontif. For example, sitting in the sukkah is not just a way of commemorating the fact that the Jewish people sat in huts or in Ani Akava when we left Mitzrayim. That's true Alpi Pashup Shat. But there's something much more, much deeper about sitting in the sukkah, which is supposed to reflect exactly what the Yontif is about. And the Sfarim bring that out. Bitochen, Tzila de Bhemnusa. So even if there wasn't sitting in Anani Akav when B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, regardless of that, even if it wasn't to commemorate something which happened historically, Sukkah stands by itself. And that's a very big klal in Pnimius. Pnimius means we don't look at the historical context. That's something which even the Goyim can do. They also can make Yomtivs, Lahavdil, based on what had happened. That's all Nigla. Pnimius always means that it's the way that the Yidden do it, which can't be replicated by the Sitra Achra, the Chitzonius. And so if there's a mitzvah of Higara Talabincha from Av to Ben, that must mean that the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim is based on this principle of Higara Talabincha. So where do we see an idea of Vihigadat Labincha by Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the question in front of us now. So we see this on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. that Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and Hashem Yisbarach tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this time it's on me. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo shaliach, ani v'lo acher. I myself am going down to Mitzrayim to take my people out. So we see that if Hashem is coming down into Mitzrayim, that's going from the Elyonim down to the Tachtonim. But that's not, that doesn't just mean from the Elyonim to the Tachtonim. The whole Inyan of Ani v'lo acher means that we're talking about a revelation that Hashem is going to bring into Mitzrayim. He's going to come down to Mitzrayim in a way where it's very, very high. Because if it would be like the Malach or the Saraf, that would also be a coming down. But it wouldn't be a coming down in a way where it would be such a great Gilui. It would be minimized because it's Ani. It's not Ani, it would be Ayde Acher. Ani v'le Acher means from a very high place. And Mitzrayim, I'm talking about the Memtes Shari Tumah, the most decadent, the lowest society in the world. That's certainly a vihigadata, a coming down of Chachma, the high sphere, down to Malchus, which is the lowest sphere. But who would do such a thing? Why would the Eibush defile himself by going down to Mitzrayim? Because he already set the stage during the process of the Makos by referring to Parai. And speaking to Pai, referring to Bnei Yisrael, I should say, as Banim Lashem. Because Hashem says to Pai, why am I doing this? Why do I care? Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. And what we see on the night of the Seder is that the Yachas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Bnei Yisrael is one of Banim Lamakai. And that's why, as he says later, although he doesn't make this connection, but we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Haggadah as Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. That's the Indian of what's called Banim Lamakai. So since Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim are called Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, so it's befitting for a father, out of the love that he has for the child, to go down to such a low place in order to take them out. If it was Stam, a relative, or a neighbor, a good friend, or even a melech, he would say it's not right, it's not appropriate, it's pasnish. But somebody great like the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Machem Lachem, we should go down to Mitzrayim. It must mean because there's a yachas here of Banim Lamakim, Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. Because of the Ava that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael, that's why he comes down. Like we find by a Kohen, that a Kohen is not allowed to be Matami to anybody. Why? Because a Kohen has to maintain a certain level of Kedusha and Tahara. However, there are certain relatives that a Kohen has a mitzvah to be Matami for. Lo Yitama. One of them is for his children. That a Kohen has a mitzvah to do so. He has a chiv to do so. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was demonstrating to Bnei Yisrael, that although a Kohen shouldn't be Matameh himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be Matameh himself, but if there's a Ben who's about to be sucked into the Nun Shari Tumah, which is like a Misa, spiritual Misa, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matameh. Why? Because built into the Halacha is in Yonim Avam. So therefore, the Chachma coming down to the Malchus is the relationship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu coming down to Bnei Yisrael, like the Kohen being Matami into the Beis HaKfaros. We know even to be more specific, that the Kohen is the sphere of Chachma. Kahuna is the sphere of Chachma, the sphere of Abba. That's Kohen. In terms of the question which we began with, V'yadatim ken Yashem, so we see from Vehigadat al-Bincha what it means that the tachlis of the Makos and the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the idea of Vehidatim Keni Hashem. Like the Ari explains that Kolzman the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael only knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu and certainly Parai from the Shem Elokim, because Kolzman that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, he only refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shem Elokim. Not once does Yosef ever refer to Hashem as the Shem Elokim. And that's why Hashem, when he approaches Moshe, as I deals with this, Vayra el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel Shakai, u'shmi havaya le'nadati lahem. So that's what we find repeatedly by the Makos, Lamanteida ken Yashem, v'idata ken Yashem, Hashem, tahanu l'shem havaya. that Hashem is going to reveal the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem of Rachamim Mitzrayim. That all of this, all the Makos and all the Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not coming al pi din. It's coming al pi Havaya, al Hashem's Rachmanis. And so therefore, the goal of the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim is because the Kodesh Hashem Yisbarach was being Mekayim, the Tachlis Habriyah, which we've spoken about many times, begin the Ishta Maidali, that Hashem wants to be known for who He is. And the reason why Yitzias Mitzrayim is so critical, and there's not a day which goes by where we don't say, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it comes Shabbos Kodesh, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, is because Yitzias Mitzrayim was a breakthrough in the world. That Hashem made a transition from Elohim to Havaya, like we do by the Shofar. The reason why the Shofar is so huge is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming into Rosh Hashanah is Yoshev al Kisei Din, which is Elohim, and through the Shofar, he's Yoshev al Kisei Racham. That touches on Tachlis HaBriyah. So therefore, we're never going to let Yitzias Mitzrayim go until Mashiach comes, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is essential to the Tachlis HaBriyah. And every single day, it has to have shmecks of that Tachlis. Now, when Mashiach comes, the Gemara says that Mashiach will be Iker, and Yitzias Mitzrayim will be Tafel. The reason is because when Mashiach comes, the Kodesh Baruch will be Megala, an even higher level of his Rachmanis. And everything is relative. So yes, it's true that this shift between pre-Yitzias Mitzrayim and post-Yitzias Mitzrayim was one of Elohim Tavaya, that we now understood the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a way of a father to his children, the Rachmanis that Hashem has. That we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was called the Leda, and the Man was like a Yanika, a mother to their child, and Hashem was the father. He was carrying us to Matan Torah. He was a father, and we're his children. That's the Leda. So there was the shift between Elohim to Havaya. But what will take place in the Gula Hasida, a new Gili of Hashem's Rachmanis will be revealed, which will make even this Havaya of Yitzias Mitzrayim be like an Elohim and Hashem did. Because part of the tachlis of beginning Dishta Moizanle is to know that Hashem is endless and His Rachamim is endless. And that's why for this final Geula, part of what makes it happen, B'siyata D'Shemayah should be soon, is a deeper Havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. That whatever, however much we thought Hashem's Rachmanis was, the Dairis get better, because our appreciation of Hashem's Rachmanis gets deeper. And that's why even if we find ourselves in very, very difficult situations, like Cherev Chadam and Achal Tzavad, there's nothing. And it looks so terrible. We have to trust and be Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's the Baal HaRachamim. We don't need any schasim, we don't need any reasons why, just to turn to Hashem and to say, You're the Baal HaRachamim. Ein lenu ela ata. A child doesn't need an excuse to turn to his father. He can count. He's a good father, and his father's Rachmanis Ein Sof. That's called Vidatim Ken Yavai. Let's continue. Vine Savina B'mitzvah Sasipur. Good question. Vine Savina B'mitzvah Sasipur L'dal Tzugi Banim. Now we know Vigadat HaLevincha divides into four. And we know the process dividing into four, this concept goes back to the Parshas Bereishis, that there's a Nahar Yotzei Me'eden, and it divides into four streams, and the four letters of Havaya, and the four Olamos, v'chule, v'chule. So here too, there are Dalet Sugi Banin, Shehagam Shekulim Heima L'mata Boi L'mazeh B'sfiras Malchus, so every Ben is Malchus, and the Shein Ben is Malchus. Im Kol Zeh Nechaz Kol Echa B'shor Shor B'Eifin Me'yucha B'Eifin Zeh. So they have a different place in the Malchus, because every sphere divides into 10 spheres. So you would say, for example, like the Chacham, that he corresponds to the Olam of Hatzilus, which is the sphere of Chachma, you would say that's like the Chachma de Ben, like the Chachma of Malchus, so to speak. Rasha, the second son, corresponds to the second sphere up, which is Bina. Why? Because Bina is the place which the Zohar says, Dinin mis Aron Mina, that judgments, that the Midas Hadin comes from there. That's the Rasha. Thirdly, the Tam, which corresponds to Sfiras HaTiferes, which is Yaakov, was called the Ishtam. And by the way, the Svarim and the Haggadahs, they break down the four Banim into corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Esav, and to other very nice Droshim. But Yaakov is Tam is Tiferes. So that's connected to the sphere of Malchus, that he has nothing to ask because the sphere of Malchus is less than Migam Maklum, has nothing of its own. Like we spoke about in the Shurim in the Sifsechein Haklali about the different spheres. So Ayn Sham, that Malchus is the Inyan of less than Migam Maklum, has nothing of its own. So hence, the Ben of Ayn Adi Elishol has nothing to ask. The fact that the Av is Mitzamsim himself in order to relate to his son according to his Darga where he is, that Simsim, that constriction which is difficult for the father, because if the father had to give a shir, he wouldn't be saying the Haggadah the way it says it and speaking to his child that way. Nevertheless, that pain that the father puts himself through on this night, to be mitzamsim himself for his child, is the equivalent, so to speak, of Hashem coming down into Mitzrayim. Yizkel hamshech or Hashem Yisburach, meresh kol dargan, atzeit kol dargan, v'yar or hachachma kol abanin, be'ezem makam shehem. No matter where they are, the father has to be able to relate to his son. To his sons. Now it gets a little bit complicated, and I'm sure you have this issue as well. You're sitting at a seder with children on different levels, boys, girls, different ages, or with, certainly if there's extended family, you know, you can have sons who are coming home from yeshiva, and you can have non-from relatives who are at the seder, and then what do? So it takes a special siyata d'shmaya to be able to say the Haggadah in a way that everybody can be able to connect. And I'm sure for many people I've had this as well. You feel like you're totally on your game. Like you can't relax, and you're always worried about, you know, this person and not losing that one, and this one's getting tired, and this one's spacing out, and you know, it's when you're running the seder, it becomes an avodah. Of course, that's only true al pi chitzonius. There's a way in pnimius, which is a way that if a person is has hatzlacha and siyata d'shmaya, that doesn't have to worry so much about that. You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said Anech Hashem Elokecha at Matan Torah, so there were all different types of levels of people who were there. Yet everybody was able to understand it exactly how he needed to hear it according to his magic. Hashem said one dibur. Rabbi Nachman says that when a person shares Torah, he's a besakana gedayla. It's a big sakana for a person to teach Torah. Because everybody who's listening is going to listen differently. He's going to hear things differently. So you have to be so careful how to say it to this one and not that one. Make sure to say the right words. Everybody in their own level. How do you do it? So it takes a special siyata d'shmaya that a person has. And this idea of Hashem Yisrael coming down on the night of the Seder, the Hainu, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, repeats itself every single year. The father has to come down to the darga of his children. But the father who's leading the Seder is considered to be the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that there's a Mahu Afata. That by the fact that the father is coming down and teaching to his child or to his children on their level, he too, as a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be the beneficiary, the recipient of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiyum of Igarta Levinacham this night. And that means that Hashem will give him the Meichin and the ability to be able to say what he needs to say, and everybody should be able to connect on their level. And this is a very big problem, Pnimius, especially at the night of the Seder. And many fathers, grandfathers, work very hard to make sure that everybody stays in the game. And it's become very common over the years. When I was growing up, I didn't see it so much, but I think it's become more and more common. Like turning I don't mean this b'gnai, chas v'shalom. Turning the night of the Seder like into a show.
Puppet show,
and there's all different things that you could buy, right? It comes from a very good place. It comes from a place of wanting the children to connect and to show. But the night of the Seder, Rabbi says, is not to teach. If it was to teach, then we should pull out our tuition for the month before Pesach. Because they're robbing us of Seder night. Meaning, they know more about Seder night coming into the night of the Seder than many fathers do. Who has done more preparation for the night of the Seder? The parents or the children? Children are learning hours and hours in school. They have their own haggadahs. They're coming to teach you. If you don't let them talk, then it was a wasted night. They have more to say. They don't want to hear from you. They want to tell you about the night of the Seder. So how is it becoming the mitzvah? Vigata mincha means you're supposed to teach. That's not what vigata means. Children are not supposed to walk away from Seder night thinking that they were matzliach because you taught them something they didn't know tonight. That you came prepared, you have all your oitz and midrashim, you're going to tell them how many species of kinim there were, and all the different types of sfardeyas, was there one, was there many, and you tell them the medrash, and they hit them, and they multiplied. Right? You're going to get them on something they didn't know. And that was your higarata levincha tonight? No, can't be. Because even if the son is greater than the father, he has a higarata levincha. The son may know everything the father is going to tell him. Can't be. Vigata Levincha means that the diburim which come out of the mouth of the Mesaper on this night are Heilige Diburim. Big, big words. It's Ke'ilu as if I'm not the one who's talking tonight. The Shekhinah Kadosh is talking through me. That by coming down to my children to tell them, to give them diburim, to mitzamsem myself in a way where I'm trying to relate on their level, the Eibishter comes down and he puts words in my mouth in order to give over to my children, that those words have a toikif. They're rich, they're deep, they're powerful, they're connected. And that's what the Arizal means when he says that Pesach is Pesach, that the mouth speaks. It's as if the mouth speaks by itself on the night of the Seder. That's why I'm saying Sach is Gematria Chaim. It's a Pechaim, it's a living mouth. And the mouth becomes alive. Normally when we speak Sichas Chulin during the week, it's dead words. On the night of the Seder, it's like Shabbos. It's Bedaber Davar. It's words of Chaim. It's Heilige Diburim. That just to hear the words of the Magid himself, they should be such holy words that if you're just saying, Vesa Maleinu Elu Habanim, those words, even if the children don't know what it means, they're hearing those words. And those words which come out of your mouth, they go into their ears and it goes into their hearts and it nourishes their souls with emunah. Our emunah is not based on facts, it's not based on knowledge. That's not what emunah means. We're not making kinyanim on this night that because I know better that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so I'll have more mesiras nefesh in a matzav of yag v'yavar. More emunah, that's what it means? That's not what it means. Because our emunah is not intellectual-based emunah. It goes into their souls, these diburim, because they are higher diburim. And it's supposed to bring them closer, to bring out more neshama, more avas Hashem, more Yerushalayim. It's supposed to make a deep kinyan nafshi and emunah for the entire year. That's what it is. And it's a big nechama for us, and Pnimius is always like that. Because the more that we understand the system, like he keeps saying here, the Or HaEmunah, it's about Or. The words are Oiris. And kefi how much a person is Mekadosh himself and he works to prepare himself, coming to the Seder, not in the Divrei Torah is going to say, but in his level of Kedusha. And his Shmiras HaDibur. The Shmiras HaPeh, the Gvuras HaPeh. When Chazal say to be Meichin Shloshim Yom Kardam HaChag, it doesn't just mean in Hilchas Pesach, it means Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad, to prepare oneself that he should be a Gavra at the night of the Seder, that he should be somebody that the children look and they say, big words are coming out tonight. That's what it means. It takes a lot off of us at the night of the Seder, but it means that Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad, the Torah is telling us, the Gemara is telling us, prepare yourself for a night like this. To be in an elevated matzav. Come with a kittel. This is a holy night. There's no other night like this in the whole year. And when a person is prepared and he's making himself in pnimius and his levels of kedusha and tahara, so then it almost as if the night works by itself. Because the diburim which are coming out of different diburim, and there's no lachatz on us. It happens with meila. I don't have to make sure that this one knows and this one knows, and to embellish it, you could just say the words, say the haggadah, teach it as you go along, and let them hear. Don't say anything fancy. Don't have to worry about what they're going to be machadish. No. Quality of the words. They're rich, they're deep, they're an or, and that or goes into the neshamas, and it nourishes it with the munah.
matzah is lechem de menusa, and it's just flour and water. It's not fancy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the Zohar Kodesh calls mechla de menusa. And although in Niglas HaTorah, matzah is a simen. It's a simen to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the Pnimis HaTorah, it's not a simen at all. Right? It nourishes the soul with emunah. That's also, and you understand the Pnimis HaTorah, the ikkar of the night is make sure that everybody gets matzah in their mouth. That's the ikkar. Don't let a child go to sleep without matzah in their mouth. That's really why we want to keep them up. We want to keep them up so that they can get to the eating of the matzah. Not just that they should ask the questions, but they should get the answers. Where are the answers on the night of the Seder? There's no answer. Where's the answers? Everybody's asking questions. We're saying a whole long spiel. You ever have a son and a child come to you and say, well, yeah, I asked for questions. Where are the answers? It's a good question. That's the question of all questions. Teretz is the matzah is the answer. Matzah is the answer. To make sure that they eat matzah on the night of the Seder. That's why it's called Lechem Oni. Right? Lechem sha'oinin alav dvarim harbe. There's a lot of answers. The matzah has a lot of answers. That's right. The most important thing is to have the matzah. Not doesn't have to be the afikam. Just every single Jew has to have matzah in the night of the Seder.
The sipur of the Nisan, is this bedavka Mitzrayim ahead of like anything else? Or you take, whether it's a personal inyan or throughout history, like this whole Indian of recollecting the Nisan.
So there's different levels of the mitzvah. So Haggadah, the Ikar mitzvah is to be Masapa the Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a fact. There is an Indian though, that since Haggadah is a Lashon of Haidah also, so it's a time to be Maida. It's a time to be Maida Lashem, so it's appropriate in terms of the Oimek HaMitzvah and the Ratzon HaMitzvah that a person should express his Akaras HaTov Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Maida Lashem. After all, it's a night of Haidah. That's also what Haggadah means. But that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is that the reason why we're Mesapeh, the Nisei Yetzias Mitzrayim, is because we're trying to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Bnei Yisrael. Not that Hashem could do all the miracles. We're not trying to bring out the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful and He could do whatever He wants. That's not what it's about. It's about the demonstration of Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael. That's what it means, Vidat and Ken Yavai. Elokim is that Hashem is the Bala Yechid, that He can do whatever He wants. That's not what this night is about. There's many, many Nisi all around us that we could see that Yavishter could do whatever He wants. The Ikar is to bring out Hashem Yisbarach's Abba. That every single Jew, Hashem has an Abba for.
This is a very practical question. According to this, the father is to read the entire Gada. Mm-hmm. No one else. Is that correct?
There's something to be said about that, yeah. But, you know, if you go around the table and other people read, you know, it's still that if the father's leading the Seder, then it's called the father saying it. It's under his hadracha, it's under his hashva, so it should still have the same effect. But, you know, by the tzaddikim, it was, many of them, you know, they all went down to the level of their talmidim, their children. Some went into very, very great detail, and they were metabable to children, mamish legamrei, like the Chassam Sefer, and others. You know, everybody goes down. There's diburim you have to say, you have to go down. But many tzaddikim, they held themselves in a very high place, like in Rafshitz. This is how the certain kedusha that the father has, that he comes in and he could see, and then you're supposed to be able to see from the mesaper that he's a person who's a yoytzim in Mitzrayim. Was to see on the Mesaper, on the person, that this is a person who left Mitzrayim. This is a person who in his life, he leaves Mitzrayim. He's a person who is a Ben Chayrin. And words which come out of such a person's mouth, it's supposed to uplift everybody. You should know also, even what we say to the Ben Rasha, there's not a Dichoy Chas V'Shalom. Right? Here, the Ben Rasha comes to the Seder. Right? You have to give him a Yashar Koyach for coming. Like the Lubav Shevi said, there's really five children and one of them didn't show up. But Lamaisa, the Ben Rasha, is there. So he comes and he says, Ma voida zois lachem. And you let him have it. Ba voida asa Hashem li, leave a loy. Had you been there, you wouldn't have made it out. Right? What type of a love is that? So to the end of the Elishla, we say straight. Bavur Zasa Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim. You could have made it. But to you, the Russia, had you been there, you wouldn't have made it. How is that the right thing to say? Is it just like we're being matachin? You would have been of the 4/5 who wouldn't have made it out of Mitzrayim? Avi, that's what you say? No? You knew that was going to be the wrong answer.
Of course.
No. What we're telling him is like this. He says, Yidden are leaving Mitzrayim tonight. And you have to know, my dear kinder, according to how you're acting right now, you're not going to make it. That's what it is. You have to be machazik yourself. And sometimes hard love is the real love. Tell somebody, listen, I'm telling you this because I love you. If we were leaving Mitzrayim today, you wouldn't have made it, and I don't want to see that you should make it. You have to be machazik yourself. That's what it is. That is love. And when the kohen has to go to the mitzvah, that's love. He has to deal with the mitzvah. That's his obligation. The kohen has to go, kohen is chachma, he has to go down all the way to this place called Saras, and he has to tell the mitzvah to be machazik yourself. Machazik yourself. You're going to be sitting here behezger your whole life. That's an expression of love. Sometimes that's the only thing which works, is to say the consequences of your actions. You're going to say, listen, I have to be truthful with you. I'm not just gonna soften everything and cover everything up and to say, yeah, don't worry, everything's gonna be great for you. You're doing just fine. And then he continues on his way, and when the day comes, everybody's leaving, and he's gonna say, "How? You told me everything was good. It's good. Yeah, you have to be amistic. Listen, this is not what it means to leave Mitzrayim. But I want you to leave Mitzrayim. But the way that you are now, the father tells the son, not gonna work. There's love in that. It's a truthful, loving message that a father can give to his child in a way that if he knows that it's coming from love, if it's a father telling it to his son, he give him a kabbalah and a chazak. That's a vida from Kinyan Hashem, the level of the Russia. That sometimes it calls for that. Now we're living in a world right now where everything has to be very fluffy and everything has to be polished. And so, no, there's sometimes it's not a favor. It's a disservice. Sometimes you have to say, Diburim Amitim. And when it's said on a night like this, b'toyhkev ha-kedusha, and the words comes out, or big oiris, and these are the levushim, this is the emes, into what it's supposed to be conveyed and said over, it can go in, m'chazik himself. Pick himself up. This is the night for that. Not because you're going to say something because you have your cousin who came from Illinois, Indiana, Chesvas, and then he's here at the Seder, and you're going to say just the right thing to turn him on. You may not have to say to him, leave a lay, you know, to talk like that. But that's not what it's about. It's about saying strong diburim, and everybody will hear what he needs to hear. The Ben Rush will hear what he needs to hear. The Tam will hear what he needs to hear. The Chacham, the Elishol. That's the way. Everybody on their level will be that and Kinyasha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, B'toykev HaKdusha and B'tahara, and he came to Harsin and he said words that everybody heard. Everybody heard on their level. That's what it is. A person is making himself b'ktusha and b'tahara likras leil haseder, leil din hamnusa, and he says words on this night, and those words, they go in. One of the conclusion of this thought. So we know that the Eliyahu Navi comes at the end of the Seder. But there's no real makor for that. Now the Gemara, not the Medrash, nowhere. The Rav Shitzer used to say, before he opened the door, he used to say, Balabatim Zogin. If the Balabatim say that Eliyahu Navi comes now at the night of the Seder. Balabatim Zogin. That's what they say, that Eliyahu Navi comes. And the Zikim made a big asik of that. The fact that Eliyahu Navi comes. The Mamish comes, or he doesn't mamash come, whatever it is, there's a hisgalus of Ilyanavi at the night of the Seder. And the reason why Ilyanavi is the one who comes on the night of the Seder is because, there's many reasons why, because since the night of Seder is a yachas between father and son, this is really what the Torah says, that the Navi says about Ilyanavi, v'heishi levavos abanem, v'levanem alavoysa. And it's really all part of the Seata Deshmaya of the night. That Ilyanavi comes. It's not our responsibility. Kind of our kochas hanefesh to make sure that this v'heishiv takes place. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's geshef. That's his inyan. He's going to bring back all the banah. So our avayda is to say and to do and to say v'taykef HaKadusha. And when we prepare ourselves on a very high level, so then Ilyanavi comes. That's why he's coming. Because on a night like this, everybody's on a high darga. You know, it's like we're on that level that we can have Gili early on some level. Of course, there are those who have it on a much higher level. There's some who see Eli or Navi Mamish. There are others who don't. I forget which tzaddik it was. But it was Rav Yitzchak Varkey. He was sitting at the Seder of Rabbunim. Rabbunim had his Talmidim. Some tzaddikim were knowing to have their Talmidim, and some were not knowing, only family. So once Rav Yitzchak Varkey was sitting at the Seder of the Rebbe of Rabbunim. And I forget who else it was. I forget if it was a famous tzaddik or just a guest who was sitting there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the Seder, a Cossack comes in. And he starts to speak to Rabbunim. And in the middle of the Seder, he's handling with him on like the price of wheat in the market. Middle of the Seder. This, and they say, the price, and it's 2, and 4, and 6. And they're having a whole conversation, Rabbunim with the Cossack at the night of the Seder. And so, of course, the guest was mamash astounded. Like, he had, like the tzaddik ador is having a conversation, and Cossack walks in and talking about the price of wheat in the marketplace. So Rav Yitzchak Varkey says, he sees that the chaver is confused, and this person is confused. So he turns to him and he says this. He says, what you see and what I see are two totally different things. And what I see and what the Rebbe sees, two totally different things. On his level, he was only able to see a Cossack. The only thing he was able to hear was talk about the price of wheat. It's like Baraka was able to see something else. But the Rebbe of Bunim, he was able to see Ilyanavi, and they weren't talking about the price of wheat. Whatever they were talking about, they were talking about. But Ilyanavi comes to each person according to how much he's making himself. But as it pertains to this, when Ilyanavi comes, it means that the siyata, the shunayat that the diburim have to create this veheshi lalva sabana is what Eliyahu represents. Our job is to say the diburim v'kedusha v'tahara, and then what Eliyahu is that he creates the veheshi.
Why don't we find Elio, at least the nusach that we invite Elio at the end of the Seder after benching? Why not by the banim, or why not after Magid?
It's a good question. It's like a whole different shmooze. The real reason is because the night of the Seder is divided into two parts. The first part of the Seder has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the second half of the Seder has to do with the Gula Asida. And there was a Havamina Moshe had that he wanted Ilyanavi to come and to be the Goyal from Mitzrayim. That's how the Targum Yonasan learns. When Moshe says, Tashem, Shlach Nabi Atishlach, he was saying, don't send me, send Ilyanavi. Because Moshe wanted that Yitzias Mitzrayim should be not just the first Gula, but also the final Gula, that it wasn't the time for that. Because Eliyahu is going to be the final Goyal. So since the second half of the Seder, beginning with Tzafon, and Tzafon is the Or HaTzafon, it's the Chedek of the Matzah with the Shaykh Talas Alava. Not the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Matzah with the Shaykh Yitzias Mitzrayim is called Moitzi Matzah. But the Chedek of Matzah with the Shaykh Talas Alava, which is Tzafon Lasid, which is buried Talas Alava, the Or HaTzafon, that's the Chedek of Matzah. So since the latter half of the Seder has to do with the Gilei of Talas Alava, which is why we say the Seder ends with Nirtza, where we talk about, you know, Talas Alava, Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mashiach, you know, building of the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. So therefore, Eliyahu was Mesiachis for that part of the night. That's why Eliyahu is Gematria Ben. His whole Asik is to be Makar of the bottom to the Abbas, the Abbas of the bottom. This Indian of Chachma to the Malchus. What that means, it's mutl, you know, what's on us is this achraya, so to speak, that, you know, to make in ourselves, but, you know, with the Kedusha and with the Tahara on this night. That's our Ikra Vaida. And, you know, the rest is once you get to the night, it's in the premius, it's like everything else is autopilot. Then it goes. That's the way, in premius is usually the way it works. Everything happens in the Hachana, and then when the time comes, then you give it over to the Baruch Shalom. He's the Rivan Kolamasim. He does all the Maisim. Our job is only Hachana. Whereas in the Niglas, it's the opposite. Okay, we'll hold it here. She be zeichet to be the kind of the mitzvahs of Yigal to the Binucha b'shleimus and taka to be zeichet to the heishli v'av v'albanim v'al v'aysam coming of Shech Tzidkin l'Amavi here v'meinu Amen.